Hype Machine. Decoding viral culture at light speed.
What if I told you the most powerful force in pop culture right now isn't a movie star, a director, or even a streaming service, but a soundbite? A 10-second clip of a movie score from 1985 that suddenly everyone is dancing to. That's the question. I'm Jamie, and I did not expect a random clip to hijack my week, but it did. And I'm V. You want to pull this apart? Scores aren't just decorating trends anymore, they're steering them. This stuff is my rabbit hole. I keep thinking about how a melody becomes shorthand for a whole feeling. Two notes from Jaws and your brain goes, dread. Now the same force is crammed into 15 seconds, replicated a million times. Meanwhile, my spreadsheets are giddy. A forgotten B-side or a video game cue can jump decades and chart because social platforms yank it into the present. It's a new pipeline for how culture spreads and how money moves. So the puzzle for me is, what turns a cue into the default anthem for everything from thirst traps to history explainers? Let's map the hooks. Why certain chord shapes and nostalgia loops feel irresistible, and what that does to creators trying to bottle lightning. Okay, now you've got me grinning. Also, please enjoy me admitting the technical part is the fun part today. Didn't see that coming, ha. Noted. And look, this isn't brand new, just accelerated. The old film idea still applies. Which one? Leitmotif, a theme glued to a character or idea. Hear the first notes of the Imperial March and you don't need a close-up. Darth Vader just entered. Or the Shire theme from Lord of the Rings. Instant home, safety, warmth, all baked into a few bars. Right, but TikTok blew it open. The motif isn't for a character now, it's for a vibe. That snippet from Up isn't just Carl and Ellie anymore. Nope. It's the universal stand for, here comes something wholesome, prepare to mist up in 15 seconds. Exactly. The sound becomes the button you press. Michael Giacchino did the emotional work back in 2009, and now that charge is loose in the wild. Anyone can bolt it onto a clip and get instant weight. An emotional cheat code. And the meaning drifts. A cue can be reborn with an entirely different purpose. Like Jerry Goldsmith's Klingon theme from Star Trek. Perfect. In the film, it screams martial power. Online, it might soundtrack a montage of absurdly over-engineered gaming rigs. The intent changes, the feeling survives, intensity, dominance. So, does that push composers to write with the 8-second future in mind? That's the nerve, isn't it? Do you plan for the slice that'll fit a GRWM? Get ready with me, you're fluent now. Your team has trained you well. I live with a walking trend forecaster. But it flips an old distinction on its head. Source music versus score. Give me the quick version anyway. Source, the stuff characters can hear in the scene. Score, the invisible orchestra telling us how to feel. Here's the twist. A TikTok sound is technically source. The user hits play, but it functions like a score for their life. It's both at once. Exactly. The audience grabbed the baton. Director, composer, actor. Same person, same phone. The line between the world and the storytelling tools, basically gone. And that rewires how we relate to the originals. How so? Take John Williams. For decades, a score was one way. He says awe over the Jurassic Park dinos. We receive awe. Now, someone pairs that same cue with a baby tasting a lemon. I've seen it. It kills me every time. Right? That user is talking back. Your awe is my irony. The film isn't a finished meal. It's an ingredient. Ingredient is the word. It's like the entire history of film and game music turned into one massive production music library. Say more. I'm with you. Think APM or DeWolf Music. Libraries tagged by mood, tense build, light and playful, uplifting. You don't hunt titles, you hunt feelings. That's exactly what happens on TikTok. No one's typing Gustavo Santaolalla's theme from The Last of Us. They search sad, post-apocalyptic vibe. Composer and context fall to second place. And the data backs it. The top search strings are emotional labels. The sound itself works like an emotional hashtag. But what's the cost? I love the creativity, truly. Still, when a carefully placed cue becomes wallpaper for 1,000 unrelated clips, does the original lose some of its spell? My numbers brain wants to argue the opposite. Reach compounds meaning, feels like cultural resurrection. Or we're cherry-picking the ripest 8 seconds and calling it a day. I hear resurrection, but it can look like extraction. Extraction, yeah. I'm trying to defend it and also, I mean, what do you even do with that? We'll sit in the tension. It's a different kind of engagement. Less appreciation of the whole, more utility. What job can this sound do for me? Which quietly demotes, what did the composer intend? And that shift turns the audience into a collaborator, invited or not. Unwilling collaborator. That phrase is going to live in my head. Do you think a John Williams or a Hans Zimmer actually dwells on their cue scoring a golden retriever chasing a laser dot? They might not, but their publishers definitely do. There's a weird brand new revenue lane now. Unpredictable, but real. Also, a new scoreboard. Your film could tank, but if one cue owns the summer's trends, did you fail or win in a way we don't have language for yet? That's the knot. And honestly, it leaves me with a faint cultural melancholy. While I'm here for the chaos, it feels like digital folk art. The score is the prompt. Millions write variations. Messy, silly, alive. Also, small relief. This coffee is absolutely carrying me through saying that out loud. I love the vitality. Still, the magic of a great score is its precision. Interstellar's organ next to a black hole hits a very specific awe. Use the same cue for a time-lapse cake and you gain an epic cake. But maybe you trade away a bit of that cosmic shiver. Or we've made awe available on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm half joking and half not. It's the difference between one communal campfire and a million pocket-sized bonfires. Exactly the trade, fewer shared moments, more personalized soundtracks to our lives. So from leitmotifs morphing into memes, to score doubling as source, to extraction versus revival, the through line is the same. We moved from a one-way broadcast to a two-way remix. Yeah, it's no longer just how music makes us feel about a movie. It's how we use that music to tell each other how we feel about everything. Feels right to land there. We went from the Imperial March to Epic Cake videos, which is peak internet energy for 2024. If you hear a sweeping theme you can't place while you scroll, maybe pause and think about the path it took to end up under that clip. And about the million data points it spins off on the way. I'm V. And I'm Jamie. Let's call it before you open another dashboard and keep me here all night.